A suspected suicide bomber blew himself up today during morning rush hour in central Jerusalem. Police say about a dozen people were wounded in the blast. It occurred a block away from the pizza restaurant where a Palestinian suicide bomber killed 15 people last month. The violence occurs as European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana is in Israel trying to arrange a meeting between Foreign Minister Shimon Peres and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is in Moscow, where he will ask Russia's President Vladimir Putin to put pressure on Arafat to help end 11 months of violence. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is in Jerusalem. What do you know about this attack today?
Well, it was during morning rush hour. The man, according to police and eyewitnesses, was disguised as a devout Jew. He was wearing a fake beard, black clothes, and a kippah. He was walking near an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood, but still some passersby apparently thought he looked suspicious and reported him to police. Two police stopped him for an ID check, and he then detonated his explosives. Eyewitnesses say the man appeared headed for a more crowded central area. Police stopped him as it is near a hospital and also close to two international schools. So you can imagine it was a very gruesome scene, just as parents were dropping off their children for class. Israeli schools just resumed for fall semester on Sunday. Now this is the second morning rush hour in a row that's been marred by bomb attacks, so people are very much on edge.
Do the diplomatic efforts to bring about a truce appear to be gaining any ground?
Not really, and possibly the opposite. European envoy Javier Solana is in town trying to arrange truce talks. He toured the scene of the bombing this morning, and he was booed and heckled, so that's an indication of at least a slice of the public mood. Palestinians also expressed cynicism about talks. Two Palestinians were reported killed last night after another intense firefight with Israel's army in the divided West Bank city of Hebron. Still, leaders, though, on both sides continue to say they remain open to talks. Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres and Yasser Arafat have said they may meet this week in Italy. Each of them is invited to a business conference there, but it's just not clear that even if they do meet, much will come of it.
Now, Israel has a coalition government divided on what approach to take toward the Palestinians. And the second largest party in the coalition, the Labor Party, elects a new leader today. Might that affect government policy?
Not many people expect it to. One newspaper columnist today calls the whole Labor Party vote one gigantic yawn. Essentially, after nearly a year of conflict, Israeli public opinion has swung very sharply right, and it's left the left-leaning Labor Party in turmoil, very much subordinate to the policies of Likud Party Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. Now, what's more, polls are showing a lot of Labor Party voters aren't thrilled with either of the two candidates. They are Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, he's the current defense minister, a relative hardliner, and Avraham Berg, a speaker of the parliament and more closely associated with the basically defunct peace camp. Now, if Berg wins, there may be renewed debate on whether the Labor Party should remain in the coalition government. It's a very divisive issue. Pulling out would obviously upset the political landscape, but it's not clear that either winner will really have the support needed for such a dramatic change.
NPR's Jennifer Ludden in Jerusalem.